Now, we say that we are not sectarian, we are non-sectarian, but then we also say that we should, that devotees are not encouraged to hear from other sources. Hey, somebody can't they hear from other bona fide paramparas? Can they not, if somebody wants to hear Chaitanya Lila, if somebody wants to hear Krishna Lila from other Vaishnava groups, we told you should not hear. So, aren't we being sectarian over here? I think there's a lot of history behind this question. So, I'll talk about in principle first and I'll talk about in practice. So, see, in principle, a devotee's mood is that we can learn from everywhere. Chanakya Pandit also says that, you know, we can take gold even from a filthy place. So, what to speak of learning? Srila Prabhupada himself quoted from Chanakya. And whether Chanakya was a Vaishnava exactly, you know, that is debatable. Chanakya and Prabhupada did not take the, even if Chanakya was a Vaishnava, Prabhupada has not taken the Vaishnava teachings of Chanakya. Prabhupada has taken the largely the mundane teachings of Chanakya, the moral teachings basically. So Prabhupada himself gave an example, and Prabhupada also would quote sometimes some English poets. He'd quote William Cowper and others, whatever he had heard sometimes. So Prabhupada was not against taking knowledge from material sources. What to speak of, they're completely mundane sources also. Now, the problem especially comes, see, when we are taking knowledge from mundane sources, we know clearly this is material and this is spiritual. And we don't ever see the material as a competitor to the spiritual. I may quote something very brilliant from, say, Oscar Wilde. But I'm not going to think that, oh, because Oscar Wilde has something so brilliant, I'm going to make Oscar Wilde my guru. That, so we can get material knowledge from material sources, but because there is a clear understanding this knowledge is material, so we don't see that as a competitive source to spiritual knowledge. We clearly understand that this is supplementary. But when we come to devotional knowledge, Vaishnava knowledge, what happens is, this knowledge is also about a spiritual subject. And because it is about a spiritual subject, it's the same subject which we want to study and we want to learn. So, we may start comparing and it may become a competitor. Okay, see, in ISKCON I'm getting this Krishna Lila. But here, you know, I'm getting more Rasik Krishna Lila. Ultimately, my goal is Krishna only. So, if I am getting more classic Krishna Lila over here, let me go over here. And in that way, the point is not that when we are cautioned to about learning about bhakti insights from other bhakti sampradayas, the point is not that we are being sectarian. The point is that these can, in our vision, become competitors. And they become competitors to our faith, they become competitors to our bhakti. And when that happens, then it can disrupt our bhakti. Because bhakti is not just a matter of learning. It is a matter of loving. You know, loving is a matter of the heart. And we are establishing our relationship with Krishna through a particular channel. Now, that relationship can be enhanced by learning from other channels also. But if there is not adequate amount of discrimination done, then we feel that the channel which I have got itself is defective or it's deficient. And then we go somewhere else. And because we think, okay, I'm going to want the same goal. So what's wrong? I'm going to want that goal from somewhere else. But then the goal of loving Krishna, it's not just a matter of information. Okay, I know more about Krishna. It's a relationship, and a relationship is a commitment. So because the relationship involves a commitment, and we have got our relationship from Srila Prabhupada, our relationship with Krishna through the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, through the guidance that Srila Prabhupada has given us. So therefore, if devotees start feeling that, oh, Srila Prabhupada and what he has given in his books, what he has given through his followers, actually that's not enough. And to love Krishna, I have to go somewhere else. Then, when that becomes not just a competitor to our our service to Srila Prabhupada and service to Krishna Srila Prabhupada, it actually becomes a substitute. We start thinking, oh, I can do this and I can practice bhakti also. And in that way, what happens is, in bhakti, we often say the means and the ends are the same. We follow, we practice the process of loving Krishna so that we can practice it lovingly forever. So the relationship also has to be endured. And when that relationship, we trivialize it, then it becomes a problem. So it is not that the knowledge from other bhakti sampradayas that is banned or that is, it is definitely not sinful. It is not something which is, we can say is banned. The point is that it can create a disturbance in the faithfulness of our heart. And that faithfulness has to be avoided. So, if that purpose is clear, then a devotee can learn from other sources. So, it is Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur, he actually published biographies of all the four Vaishnava Acharyas. And he taught things over there. He taught about their lives also. So, what would be best is, and that is also happening in our movement gradually, that those devotees who are very devoted to Prabhupada, and they understand the mood of Srila Prabhupada, and they study the various bhakti literature, whether it is previous acharyas or other bhakti saints from other traditions or whatever, and then they present things in a way that is harmonious with the understanding that Srila Prabhupada has given, then that can enrich our bhakti also, it can enhance our bhakti without creating a disturbance in our faithfulness. Srila Prabhupada himself in the first canto of Bhagavatam, the first chapter itself, he gives a list of many commentators of the Bhagavatam whom he says a serious student should study. And interestingly, he doesn't even restrict himself to Gaudiya Vaishnava commentators. He talks about other Vaishnava commentators also. So Prabhupada definitely wanted us to enrich our bhakti with the wisdom of the whole tradition, of the whole living tradition that is there. But we have to do it in a way that does not disturb our fidelity. So that balance has to be carefully sought. And in the past, not understanding this, there are devotees who have trivialized their connection with Srila Prabhupada for various reasons. And then they thought that they become, in a sense, the sanctity of the relationship in bhakti, it is not just whom we are developing a relationship with that is important, it is through whom we are developing the relationship that is also important. It is not that our relationship has to be only through him. We can have other saints also who inspire us, other bhakti saints also, but we have to have a central fidelity. So when that has not been understood and there has been a problem, so there has been to some extent extra precaution. Just like, you know, if a mother had a bad experience that her child had been kidnapped, and the child comes back and the mother tells the child, you cannot go out of this house only. You never can go out alone. You know, if you have to go out with some adult. Now, it's not that every step outside is filled with danger. But the mother's reaction is understandable because of there has been great danger for the child. So, we don't have to absolutize the principle of not hearing from other Vaishnava Sampradayas and say that what they are teaching is wrong. But nor do we have to demonize it and say that, you know, ISKCON is so sectarian, ISKCON is so narrow-minded. But there has to be proper understanding based on both the philosophical principle as well as the practical historical context. Thank you. Okay, last question, we'll stop it.